Lili Nishmas, Abba Mori, Zichron Livracha. We're in the middle of Siman Tafresh Nun Aleph, Seif Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch says you can, the ties around the Lulav, and we tie the Lulav and Esrog and Hadassim together. So the ties can be a min acher. It can be a piece of string. And it's not called Bal Tosif, because since we paskin, there's no chiyuv to bind them together, it's considered something separate. And it's not called a chatzitza, a break between your hand and the bundle of the lulav esrog and the hadasim, because if it's made lenoi, it's not a chatzitza. It's there to make it look nicer that it's held all together. Well, but the custom is that we use a lulav leaf to tie the lulav esrog and hadasim together. We discussed last year the custom is to use a braided lulav leaf holder called a kaishikol, and that is the minhag. There are those that say it has to be a real double knot, but the minhag is to use the kaishikol. Well, now the Rama says that one should put three ties around the lulav. You know, three little ties, again, taken from the lulav leaf. Why three ties? So the Mishnah Berurah says it's Keneged the Yavos, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Now, the Mishnah Berurah quotes two opinions, whether it's these three ties include the tie that's around the Lulav Esrog and Hadas, or it's three ties aside from the tie that goes around the Lulav Esrog and Hadas. So that would be four. You would follow your whatever your minhag is. When you do the na'anuim and you shake the lulav, so it should be noticeable that the top is open, that you see the lulav shaking. Therefore, the top should not have a tie on it, and the tie at the top should be at least one tefach below the top of the spine, the top of the dark green part of the lulav, approximately 3 inches. Sif Beis. Yito ha-gudu b'yado ha-yamanis. You hold the lulav esrog and hadas in your right hand and the esrog in your left hand. Why? Because it's three parts of the mitzvah. So it's more chashuv than the esrog that's in your left hand. Now, when you tie the lulav and esrog, the hadasim go on the right. Again, when you have the lulav, the dark green line, the spine is facing you. The hadasim are on the right. They're more important. And the arava are on the left. Now the Mishnah Berurah talks about what if you're a lefty. So if you're a lefty, the Mishnah Berurah says there's a machlokas. Do you switch around the hadasim on the left and the aravas on the right or not? And the Mishnah Berurah says you do not switch, and you keep the hadasim on the left and the aravos on the right. Now we're going to see in a minute, Be'ezrat Hashem, in a few minutes, that according to the Rama, a lefty holds the lulav in his left hand and the esrog in his right hand. So for a lefty, the hadasim will be near the esrog. For righties, the way it works is the aravos are near the esrog. But for lefties, according to the Rama, with this Mishnah Berurah, the hadasim will be near the esrog when you're holding the lulav and the hadasim and the esrog together. Now the Shulchan Aruch says you hold the lulav and the various meaning upright, the way they grow. So that makes sense. The Gemara has a source for that. Derech de lasan, the way it grows on the tree. And if you hold it upside down, you're not yotze. Now the esrog, when it grows, it taka, the pitim ends up facing downwards. So that's because the esrog is so heavy, it starts growing upwards and the weight pulls it down, and then it ends up facing downwards. But still, the upright position of the esrog is considered when the pitim is facing upwards. That's considered upright. Now, if you're a lefty, there's a machlokas here between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. The Shulchan Aruch says that a lefty holds the lulav and hadassim and ravas in his right hand, and the esrog in his left hand. Because only by tefillin do we find that the lefty switches from a regular, you know, from a right-handed person. But here, the reason you're holding in your right hand is not based on a pasuk; it's based on the chashivus, and therefore, even a lefty should hold the lulav and esrog in his right hand. The Rama says no. The Rama says that a lefty, just like by tefillin we switch the hands, so too by lulav and esrog we switch the hands, and a lefty should hold the lulav in his left hand, and the esrog in his right hand. And the Rama says that's the minhag. Then the Rama concludes, "Im hi pech yotze," but if you switch it, you're yotze. Meaning, if by mistake, you know, a righty held the lulav in his left hand, or if a lefty held the lulav in his right hand, you're still yotze. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that some are machmir about this, and therefore it's proper to go take it again without a bracha. In other words, let's say you're a righty, and for some reason you pick up the lulav in your left hand, you would afterwards pick it up again and switch hands without saying a bracha. And if you're a lefty, we follow the Ramah, Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, and you hold the lulav in your left hand and the esrog in your right hand. Now, it's a machlokas, though, which hand a lefty should hold the lulav in. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, some say you're not yotze if you do it the wrong way. So there are some lefties, Rav Shechter mentions this chumra, that you take the lulav in your left hand, like the Ramah says, and the esrog in your right hand, and you shake it. And then afterwards, you switch hands and take it again without saying a bracha, because maybe there is a view that a lefty should hold it in his right hand, the lulav, and there is a view that if it's in the wrong hand, you're not yotze, even be the evet. So if you put those two together, there would be a chumra to switch hands as well. And Rav Shechter Taka mentions that chumra for lefties. Okay, we'll stop here.